Chapter 20. The 12 Spies and Their Report. God was ready to give the land of Canaan to the Israelites. He commanded Moses to choose one ruler from each of the 12 tribes to go and explore Canaan. These 12 spies were gone 40 days. When they came back, they showed Moses, Aaron, and the people the fruit they had brought from Canaan. All the spies agreed that Canaan was a good land. One bunch of grapes was so large that two men had to carry the grapes on a pole. Grapes, figs, and pomegranates grew freely in Canaan. The spies told about the rich land they had seen. But 10 of the spies spoke very discouraging words. They said they did not believe Israel would be able to take Canaan. The spies described the strong people that lived in Canaan and the cities that were surrounded by wide, high walls. The spies said there were giants, the sons of Anak, who lived in Canaan. The spies described how the people were so spread around Canaan that it was impossible for the Israelites ever to take all of Canaan. As the Israelites listened to this report, they began complaining and crying. They did not stop to think of the fact that the God who had led them this far surely would give them the land. The Israelites did not think about the power of God. They did not trust in God who had been leading them. The Israelites blamed Moses and said to one another, "This is the end of all our hopes. This is the land that we have been traveling from Egypt to make our own." Two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, gave a good report and tried to encourage the people. But the people had become so excited they would not listen. After the people became quieter, Caleb said to them, "Let us go up at once and possess the land of Canaan, for we are well able to overcome it." Numbers 13, verse 30. The 10 spies shouted, "No, we are not strong enough to attack them. The people there are more powerful than we are." Numbers 13, verse 31. The 10 spies spread a false report among the Israelites about the land they had explored. They said, "That land doesn't even produce enough to feed the people who live there. Everyone we saw was very tall, and we even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. We felt as small as grasshoppers, and that is how we must have looked to them." Numbers 13, verse 32-33. Israel complains again. All night long the people cried out in distress. They complained against Moses and Aaron and said, "It would have been better to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Why is the Lord taking us into that land? We will be killed in battle, and our wives and children will be captured. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt?" So they said one to another, "Let's choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron bowed to the ground in front of all the people. Numbers 14, verse 1-5. The Israelites complained against Moses, and they accused God himself of deceiving them. The Israelites said God had promised them a land they could not conquer. The Israelites became rebellious. They forgot how their powerful God had led them out of Egypt and worked many miracles for them. They decided to choose a leader to take them back to Egypt, where they had suffered so much as slaves. The people actually chose a captain. They turned against Moses, their patient, suffering leader. The Israelites also complained bitterly against God. Moses and Aaron fell upon their faces before the Lord in the presence of all the people. They pleaded for God to have mercy upon the rebellious people. Moses and Aaron's grief was so great they could not speak a word, but remained in complete silence with their faces pressed to the ground. Caleb and Joshua tore their clothing to show how upset and sad they felt. They called out, "The land we explored is an excellent land. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will take us there and give us that rich and fertile land. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people who live there. We will conquer them easily. The Lord is with us and has defeated the gods who protected them, so don't be afraid. Numbers 14, verse 7 to 9. When Caleb and Joshua said, "The Lord has defeated the gods who protected them," they were saying, "The Canaanites have filled up the measure of their wickedness. God's divine protection is taken from them. They feel perfectly safe and are not prepared for battle. Because of the covenant of God, the land is ours." But instead of being encouraged by these words to trust God, the people became more determined to rebel. The Israelites shouted angrily that Caleb and Joshua should be killed by being stoned. The mob would have stoned Caleb and Joshua if the Lord had not stepped in to save these two faithful men. Suddenly, the terrible glory of God's presence filled the sanctuary. All the Israelites saw God's glory. Moses pleads for the people. Moses went into the sanctuary to talk with God. The Lord said to Moses, "How much longer will these people reject me? How much longer will they refuse to trust in me, even though I have so many miracles among them? I will send an epidemic and destroy them, but I will make you the father of a nation that is larger and more powerful than they are." But Moses said to the Lord, "You brought these people out of Egypt by your power. When the Egyptians hear what you have done to your people, they will tell it to the people who live in this land. These people have already heard that you, Lord, are with us, that you appear in plain sight when your cloud stops over us, and that you go before us in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill all your people, the nations who have heard of your fame will say that you killed your people in the wilderness because you were not able to bring them into the land you promised to give them." Numbers 14, verse 11 to 16. Moses again refused to let Israel be destroyed and to let the Lord make a mighty new nation from his descendants. Moses, this favored servant of God, showed his love for Israel. Moses also showed his earnest desire to glorify God, his Maker, and to have God honor his people. Moses pleaded, "Lord, you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. You have been long-suffering and merciful toward this unthankful people. No matter how unworthy they may be, your mercy is the same. Will you not, therefore, spare them this once, and add this one more example of divine patience to the many you have already given?" The Lord answered, "I will forgive them as you have asked. But I promise that as surely as I live, and as surely as my presence fills the earth, none of these people will live to enter that land. They have seen the dazzling light of my presence and the miracles that I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness. But they have tried my patience over and over again and have refused to obey me. They will never enter the land which I have promised to their ancestors. None of those who have rejected me will ever enter Canaan. But because my servant Caleb has a different attitude and has remained loyal to me, I will bring him into the land which he explored, and his descendants will possess the land." Numbers 14, verse 20 to 24. Back to the desert. The Lord commanded the Israelites to return to the desert by the way of the Red Sea. They were very near Canaan, but because of their wickedness and rebellion, they had lost God's protection. If the Israelites had accepted Caleb and Joshua's report and gone to Canaan right then, God would have given them the land. But the people did not believe God's word. Their bold, insulting spirit caused God to punish them by not letting them enter Canaan. God sent them back by the Red Sea because, while the Israelites were rebelling, the Amalekites and Canaanites learned about the spies and were preparing for war against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How much longer are these wicked people going to complain against me? I have heard enough of these complaints." Numbers 14, verse 27. God told Moses and Aaron to tell the people that God would do what the Israelites had said they wanted. They had said, "It would have been better to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness." So all of the people, 20 years of age and older, would die in the desert as the result of their rebellion and insults against the Lord. Only Caleb and Joshua would go into the land of Canaan. God said, "You said that your children would be captured, but I will bring them into the land that you rejected, and it will be their home." Numbers 14, verse 30-31. The Lord said the children of Israel would keep traveling in the desert for 40 years from the time they left Egypt. They would wander around until all the parents died. You will suffer the consequences of your sin for 40 years. 1 year for each of the 40 days you spent exploring the land. You will know what it means to have me against you. Numbers 14, verse 34. The Israelites were to fully understand that their worship of idols and their rebellion and complaining led God to change the plans He had for them. Caleb and Joshua were promised a reward that the other Israelites would not receive, because they had given up their claims to God's promises.